call of Mother Divine. Faith is not the clinging to a shrine but an endless pilgrimage of the heart. Abraham Joshua Heschel. This is what celebrity athlete Milind Soman from India said when asked about his capacity and ability to run marathons and ultramarathons effortlessly. Millions of Indians undertake journeys of hundreds of kilometers on foot to reach and pray to the deity they have faith in. They do this without a prescribed diet, or footwear, or even basic facilities. This is in our DNA and I am but a small part of it. There is perhaps no better way to describe the motivation behind the annual pilgrimages to Amarnath, Kailash Mansarovar, Sabarimala, Kedarnath, and many others. The only conceivable reason is total faith and unshakable devotion to the Supreme Being. The beginning of the Yatra, pilgrimage. The holy shrine of motivational Devi, Mother Goddess, is in a deep cave within the Trikuta mountain ranges near Jammu. Notwithstanding the altitude of 5,200 feet and a trek of 13 kilometers, nearly 10 million pilgrims walk up to this shrine every year. Many milestones mark this trek, each of them having a legend behind its existence. The pilgrimage begins from the small town of Kedra, a small town 45 kilometers from the city of Jammu. As pilgrims begin their journey, the collective chant of Chalo Bulavi Ayahai, Atani Bulaihai, let's go, the calling has come from the Divine Mother, reverberates through the air. Milestones on the way up. Our first stopping point is Vanganga, a tributary of the river Chenab. The story of Vaishno Devi tells us the goddess shot a ban, meaning arrow, ear in the ground to make the river appear. Devotees take bath in the stream before proceeding further. Following Vanganga, our next stop is Atrinpadika, foot imprints. A temple stands at the place where the goddess rested for a while and her footprints got embedded in a rock. Further up is Edkawari, halfway point. It's a narrow cave structure within which the goddess performed penance for 9 months. Pilgrims reach the eventual destination Bhavan, abode, mansion, where the goddess manifests as three pindis. A pindi is a rounded projection of the natural rock and revered as a physical representation of the goddess. Beyond Bhavan is the shrine of Bhaironath, a must-visit to attain the blessings of the goddess in entirety. And throughout the 14.5 kilometers route of the pilgrimage, everyone chants Jai Matidi, long live the goddess. There are families that do this annually as a ritual, and many who aspire to do it at least once in their lifetime. Faith, rituals, and perseverance, all come together to weave this thread of culture that binds humanity together. More on this, coming soon. In the divine nature.